If you have just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this morning's program on the 11th day, the 11th morning of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447 in South Africa. Joining us right now for the Tafsir News Views and the Q&A is going to be our esteemed Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi, Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447 in South Africa and few other countries. We know that majority of the countries and cities, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, it is already the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. Today, with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we insha'Allah will complete and conclude Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter number 55. Our lesson today, we focus on chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, verses number 74 to 78. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla highlighting the bounties and favors that are ever recurring and will continue recurring, showering in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Read with me, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. O beloved Allah, we are begging Thee. Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. The highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. For ourselves, for our marhumeen. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So what happens there in that Jannah? Chapter 55, verse 74. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. That these damsels and hoor and beautiful women there in Jannah, no one has even touched them or had intercourse with them or fulfilled conjugal relations with them, nor among the jinn and human being, and nor among the ins means the insan, human being. Wala jan. See how you must stop there, nor among the jinn before them. So they will find these beautiful damsels and women of Jannah untouched, 100% virgin, and you haven't seen beauty like that. But remember that is for the men. So the women always ask them, what about us? So you will become the queen of them and the queen there in Jannah. There will be no jealousy, no envy, no malice, no rancor, no hatred. Remember that. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ. So all that you live happily ever after, in peace, serenity and tranquility. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties of your Allah will you reject and deny, O human being and O jinn? So remember that Almighty Allah taught us the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that when the Muslim reads this out of salah, like now we should say, لا بشيء من نعمتك ربنا نكذب. Then none of your bounties will be reject, O our Allah, our respect, our honorable Allah, sustainer, nourisher, provider. So that is what we should read 31 times after every time this is mentioned out of Salat. To thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His bounties and favors. Now in Jannah, Muttaqeen, they'll be reclining. Allah Rafrafi Nukhudr. On the cushions, on the pillows that are green, green in color. So imagine when you see something green, you see your garden, you see your lawn, you see your flora, your fauna, you see your farm and orchard and the greenery, what joy it brings. But that is this world. When winter comes, it becomes lackluster. But we see in Jannah, it is the name is the same, but the haqiqat and reality is something. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ هِي حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَىٰ رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم describe it, open Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad. What no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, no mind has ever comprehended beyond our perception, comprehension. And go read if you want. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. That no human being will ever understand this in this world. The joys and the coolness of the eyes that Allah has kept hidden for you. O human being, O masterpiece, there in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So remember, go read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajdah. After the Sajdah, you will find all that there. So muttaqeen ala rafrafin khudr. So they will be reclining on the cushions, on the pillows that are green, green in color. Wa abqarin hisan. To understand the Quran Sharif, to understand the glory, beauty, style and diction of the noble Quran, you have to study the philology, the history of the words. You have to study the poetry of the Arabic language and so forth. So when we go into philology, history of Abqari, it means that the best of the best in that field there. So that is the literal meaning. But yeah, you must remember it will mean the exceptional, beautiful carpets. So today we walk in a hotel, we stay in a palace, we go to somebody's house, and you think that you are just sitting, you know, like you are, like not on the floor, you are somewhere else, you know. So remember that we have 7 shield carpet, 10 shield, 15 shield, Allah alone knows how many shield. But yeah, abqariyin, so the best of the best carpets and exceptionally beautiful. So hisan, beautiful, and abqari, the best and exceptional. Now when we study, ayu kuffar shias, pakka kafirs, so you must remember that, go open fadail manakib of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Khatamun Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used the word for him, Sayyidina Umar. Falama ara abaqariyan. I never saw a genius like anybody like him, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu warda. Imagine what a title the Master alayhi salatu salam gave him. And this is authentic hadith, must remember 100% in the fadail and virtues of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Therefore, when you have like a person like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, at the age of 7, he's already a hafiz of Quran. At the age of 10, he by-hearted already Imam Malik of his teacher, who is still going to meet there in Medina Munawwara. This is in Mecca, and his ustad is the African teacher Muslim bin Khalid Az-Zanji rahimahullah. At the age of 13, the African teacher tells him that start teaching the Hujjaj and the Mu'tamirin and the Zahirin, all these pilgrims and visitors coming to Mecca. He's not even baligh properly, remember, at the age of 13. وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. And he's a ustad and lecturer in the Haram Sharif. وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاءِ. And he gave him verbal permission that issue fatawa and verdicts at the age of 15. Can you believe that? So people like that, you will call Abqari, a genius in the making, you see that? So me and you, O Muslim, nice holidays, what are you going to tell your children? Take the money and go enjoy yourself. You young only but once. Then when they go and get involved in rifle repairs, when the daughter goes and then she comes back with the parcel. How many incidents we know like this? You must remember this. We are the ones, the parents, who send our children to the haram places and so forth. You forgot conveniently selective amnesia. What the Quran Sharif teaches us, what the Hadith in Bukhari Sharif teaches us. Chapter number 66, verse number 6, all sixes. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith, 89 different places, Allah sabil al-ikram wa takreem. Allah addressing us, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, is to elevate our rank and status. Save yourself and your children, grandchildren and family from the fire. It is compulsory upon us, is our responsibility and the onus is upon us. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyah. Every one of you is a shepherd and you'll be questioned regarding your flock. Father, mother, you are the shepherd. Now you got your children. Grandparents, you got your grandchildren. Teacher, you have your students. Employer, you have your employee. Husband, you have your wife. So remember, it has a general connotation and we all will be held responsible. You can't say, no, it's got nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. So remember that we should be very, very concerned so our children can become those people who are Qurrata ayun, the coolness of our eyes. They will be the ones that, inshallah, take us to Jannat al-Firdaus. We have left the world, but that son, that student is still crying for us. Crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُوبُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive the believers, whether we know them, we don't know them. But it is a right of theirs upon us. We make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah for them. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُوبُ الْحِسَابُ. The day the reckoning will be established. So the beautiful green cushions and pillows and the exceptional beautiful carpets. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And which of the bounties of Almighty Allah, O human being, O jinn, will you reject? That is the last time. You see that it is mentioned. So 31 times mentioned, you must remember that. And now Allah ending the surah. He Almighty Allah's attribute is Rahman. He started it with Ar-Rahman, the one who is very, very gracious. And now he ends it off with his wonderful attributes. Tabarak. Tabarak means wa tabarak al-jabal. You remember the incident of Imam Ismail, the linguist, the grammarian par excellence. He was in the metropolitan, in the cosmopolitan area, but three words were really troubling him. He read the Quran Sharif cover to cover many, many times. He said, let me go to the periphery on the outskirts, and these three words Allah will show me. So man jadda wajada is the Arabic proverb. You make effort, then Allah will give it to you. Lo and behold, he hears a discussion between mother and daughter. The mother asks, Ayn al-mata? Where is the mata? So she said, Ja'a al-raqib. The raqib came. And then what happened? Watabarak al-jabal. And went away to the mountain. Subhanallah. In this 1 minute, all three words got sorted out. One word that was really, what is the real meaning? وَمَا الْمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but mata'ul ghurur. So what is mata'? So now when the mother asked the beloved daughter, "Hey Ladli, hey Beti, hey Sahib Zadi, hey Decree, where is the mata?" So now he understood. It refers to the lappi, that dirty rag we have in the kitchen. Every day I think of this incident because I go to the kitchen and I drink my tea. My system is upside down. If I don't have tea, I can't sleep. You will tell me your story. That's your business. And I see that lappi because I have to clean things up. You know, we always make a mess. So that is mata, your lappi, your dirty rag. So that is the subhanallah. That's the right meaning. That doka ka saman hai. It is that lappi and dirty rag of deception. That is dunya. So ain al mata. So then the daughter replied, "Ya Ummi Jan, oh my beloved mother, Ja al Raqib." He said, "Subhanallah, this is the word I want. Ashab al Kahfi wal Raqib." It is that dog that is white in color and has black spots and dots. So that came and took away the dirty rag. So Ja al Raqib said, "That's the word I wanted." And then Tabarak al Jabal, it ran away to where? Table Mountain, Kilimanjaro, and Mount Everest. I'm just giving examples, obviously, to explain to you what is the meaning of Tabarak. To go higher, higher, exalted, exalted. So Allah is the most exalted. Tabarak asmu rabbika dhil jalali wal ikram. Exalted is the nami nami isme grami. The mubarak name, rabbika, of your sustainer, nourisher. Dhil jalali wal ikram. He is the possessor of majesty and honor. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded us, when you make and supplicate, say, Alidhu biyadhal jalali wal ikram. Every day in your dua, raise your hands, tahajjud time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, go into sujood and say, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. And then salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, upon Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then beg Almighty Allah for your needs. Allah qabool falmai, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samir alim. Allah bless our parents, grandparents, our family members, our asatiza, our mashayikh. Bless all of you, the esteemed listeners and trustees and directors of Radio Al Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba Sirius FM. And all the directors as well, and especially the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. Allah Jalla Wala bless all of you. Make dua for this sinner also. None of us can say what is going to happen in future. Only Almighty Allah knows. Allah take us with Iman, Islam. Make that the best day in our life, the day we meet our beloved Allah. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 11th Rabiul Akhir, 1447, 12th Rabiul Akhir in most cities and countries. Today is 729 day. You see that? We're coming to 2 year mark and that. And still the Jutlas, the Americans, the British, Europe, NATO, and India, and all these haramis put together. If you don't know the meaning of harami, illegitimate child. But that word is no good for us when we deal with our enemies. It means bee, and a big bee. So therefore we call them BB. So alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar, 4 jutlas killed and dispatched to Jahannam, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 7 injured on the waiting list in transit to go to hell, alhamdulillah. Now Trump is trumpeting away. He says that Hamas have announced they are prepared to release all the hostages, dead and alive, in the next 72 hours. Masterpiece, you Hamas. You see, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When you have true taqwa, piety, all times, all places, all circumstances, and Allah teaches you what to do. So they threw it back to Israel. They threw it back to America. Okay, we are prepared. Now, what are you going to do? Trump is still trumpeting and eyeing the Nobel Prize, you will see. So Trump told Israel that withdrawing your troops and your army from Gaza. So they already started slowly, slowly humiliated they are. And he said, no more bombing of Gaza. Trump is there, like the big dictator, you see that? So that is there. You know what else Trump did? Now he's starting and he told them, that you must print, you know, there they don't have that, like how we have 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coins. He said, now you must have a $1 coin. And then both sides, my name must be written there, Trump Harami, beside Harami, that I'm adding. So write my name there, because we must celebrate the 250 years of America. So one side you put Trump 250, on the other side you put Trump, and you write, fight, fight, fight. Yes, we welcome your fight. Come to Afghanistan, and we gave you all a good thrashing. And come to Gaza, and come to Hamas, we gave you a good thrashing. In 2 years, you couldn't beat us, you haramis. So one settler, one bullet, and so forth. Humiliation upon humiliation. Hamas agrees to release all hostages, but other points, they want terrification, and so forth. You and Trump is the worst president in the history of America. Go read their magazines and journals and see. The shutdown will continue right into next week. You see that? 4 times already they tried to reach some agreement. The Republicans and the Democrats, all bunch of prostitutes and prostitutes and everybody got a hidden agenda. So Allah humiliating them. And now it started Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Earliest they can sort it out is Monday, I don't think so. So it will go Monday, Tuesday, maybe 1 week. Hundreds and thousands of people, jobs on the line, and they'll be firing them. The loss of job and occupation, all that is very, very imminent. Ben-Gvir comes to the flotilla activists, and then he speaks in Hebrew, but tells them, terrorista, terrorist, terrorist. But you, Harami, you are the biggest terrorist. Your Israeli court declared you as a terrorist, and therefore the world knows you, and Smotrich, and your cats and the war criminal BB Netanyahu. The whole cabinet are war criminals, and therefore the countries are seeing only one thing. If Hamas did, they did 1,000 things. But if they did one thing only, so remember that's a karamat of Hamas. Allah bless our leader and Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, Hafiz Ismail Haniya, and our Mujahid Kabir, Sheikh Yahya Sinwar, Rahimahullah. They changed the world perception. 10% supporting Israel, Zionism, and the Jews and Jutlas. 90% supporting who? Palestine. And see how the landscape has changed in the world. That is the karamat they did. Look at this kuffar. We don't know their brains are on top or the bottom. The Church of England have now said, first time a lady will be the Archbishop of the Canterbury Church, you see that, and so forth and so on. Can you believe that? So that is there. So Africa and many people there in the West also have condemned it, but they say, no, you must move with the times, you see that. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, in those days already wrote a book, you understood? How this kuffar, a man baddal al-deen al-masih, how they have changed the deen of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, meaning the true religion that he brought, Jesus, how they turned it upside down and they called it Christianity. Every Nabi prophet came, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa, all of them were Muslim. Nobody was Jew or Christian. If you say that, you murtad out of the fold straight away. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ chapter 3, verse 67, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his name Nami Isme Grami mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran, chapter 14 dedicated to him, Surah Ibrahim, that Allah states, never was he a Jew, never was he a Christian, never was he a Hindu or a Buddhist, an idol worshipper, then what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Hanif, turning away from all the false ideologies and beliefs and cults and religion. And Muslima, one who submitted and surrendered himself lovingly, willingly, sincerely to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember what Israel did is another war crime. They intercepted the boats and ships and what have you, the flotilla, in international waters. And even if they entered in the Gaza territory. That does not belong to Israel. So no way were they to get they legalize that. But they feel they are above the law, the haramis. The Saudi Kafir Najdi Wahhabi regime and youth and chamchas and sidekicks, you must tell them. There is one guy there, his name is AK. He calls you the Saudi Kafir Wahhabi Najdi regime. Because you build cinemas there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. You build, you understand, bikini beaches there, you must remember, there in Jeddah. You have musical extravaganza. You just buy all the sports stars and all that. But if you criticize them, you go straight to jail. Go ask Sheikh Salih Ali Talib. Go ask Sheikh Abdul Aziz Tarifi. Go ask Sheikh Sifar Hawali. The great, great ulama are in jail. Remember that, or under house arrest. And the chamchas, they outside, you must remember your Sudais and your Juwani and your Yasir and all of them, Dosari. All these scholars for dollars, wasting our time, you must remember. So now the Saudis are going to host the superstars and the comedians, you see that. The guys who can make the rudest jokes and the funniest jokes will be coming there. And the behest and the request of who? The Saudi Najdi Kafir regime. If Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who we believe in, 100% without an iota of doubt, was, is, will always be the only Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. He refuses to make dua for the Najdis. That speaks volumes, you know. So what is Najd? Riyadh, the capital of Saudi, and Ha'il, and Qasim. So because of all these fitnas and so forth, so now they're going to bring the superstar comedians and so forth. Trump gives Hamas till Sunday deadline, you see that? But now that the Hamas B team, you see. The Pakistan foreign minister says that peace deal that was shown to us, and then what they read out and circulated, there are big, big changes made in that. So that's how they fool the Arab countries and the Muslim countries, because they themselves are murtaddeen and munafiqeen, half murtad out of the fall of Islam, and the others hypocrites as well. United States of America thinks they can take over wherever they want to. So they kill 4 people in Venezuela. They say they are drug cartels. Who's got more drugs, America or Venezuela? They want to remove Maduro. We support Maduro. Whoever America is against, we support them. Whoever Israel against, we support them. So that is an easy way of remembering. Look at this. Yesterday, this leaked. You understood? You know when Trump met him, when Trump met him, Bibi Netanyahu in the White House, after the United States General Assembly, and he spoke. A Qatari developer, a diplomat, was there in the corner. And he was ensuring, because they give millions to Trump, you know, take this and put in your back pocket. You see, that's how they operate, you see. He was present there to see that he, Netanyahu, must apologize. And therefore, the Haaretz newspaper says, Trump humiliates Netanyahu, you see that. So therefore, he both haramis, both president and prime minister, as far as we concerned, both must go to jail. Armenian archbishop sentenced to 2 years in prison. Why? Because they say he wanted to bring about a coup d'etat there in Armenia. Listen to what's happening in France. One of their most famous, you'll understand, doctors or whatever you want to call, Gerard Müller. You know how the French pronounce it and so forth. He's charged with rape and he was busy with the minors and so forth. So now they're going to put him straight in jail and so forth. These are the haramis. Wherever they can get a chance, whether it's minor or major or whoever, that they will get busy and put their rifle. That's what they do, the haramis. Public trust in the United States media is at historic low. So whether it's your CNN or Fox or ABC or all hopeless, useless, US dollar hits 30-year low in foreign reserves. You see that? So America, the empire, is imploding and exploding very badly. Pakistan, Kashmir, there's two Kashmirs, right? Azad Kashmir, the free Kashmir, Pakistan side. And Maqbooza Kashmir, and that is the Indian occupation one, administered one. So this is in Pakistan, and the Pakistan Kashmir, big problems there. And people can't afford the food, water, lights, electricity. So things have turned dirt deadly, 10 people minimum dead, and scores of them injured. The Pakistan government and army, big crooks, I know them. So you must remember that Turkey rejects US demand to abandon Russia. Gas. They told them, you go to hell, you don't come tell us what to do. P.A. Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, another murtad, another harami. He says once the things are settled with Hamas and that, we will have elections in the P.A. within a year. You'll be dead by then, you harami. So 10 days of a richa, you know, with this war and all that in Ukraine, we learned some new words and that. So there is a big nuclear plant. You know, sometimes South Africa, when we had ANC and no current, you know, then you had to use your generator and so forth and so on. So for the past 10 days, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant is running on the generators, on diesel, no power, no other. Now imagine if that explodes. Millions and thousands of people will be impacted negatively. So that is Russia's plan. They said, blow them up. That is Putin. Putin is a very, very terrible person in that way. You play with him, he will have no mercy for you. Therefore, I like him. Take on America. Take on Israel. China already warned them. You will see daylight. You will see stars here, you Israel. Don't play with us. India and China are making pally-pally. They're becoming big friends now. Direct flights from Calcutta to Guangzhou. So Calcutta is India, Guangzhou is there after 5 years now, direct flights, you see. India now is bootlicking China after Trump gave Modi a kick up his backside. You must remember that. Didi Combs. So if you know his history, he was busy with the prostitutes and busy with the gays and everything. But Hillary Clinton used to go meet him. Hillary, what you were doing with Didi Combs? I would like to know. So you must remember what your husband did there with Monica, that we know. And what you were doing there. All bunch of haramis. Okay, come to South African news. You'll be shocked, you know, what's happening in our country. One dead and two hospitalized because of malaria in the Free State. You see that? We must learn Islam. Wash your hands before eating, after eating, drinking. Wash your front side and back side and all that after urinating, defecating. Then Allah will protect you from all this. But the kufar culture is beta blank and banana stunk. You know how it goes. So you must remember outside, you must just look smart. And inside, you can be napak and impure. It doesn't matter. Therefore, Islam is so meticulous, particular about that. So you must remember that one guy of the UIF commissioner, so he's supposed to be this, you know, UIF, unemployed funds and all that, the commissioner, he pocketed 1 million rand and so forth, but he's suspended, but he still pocketed 1 million. Bunch of crooks they are. South Africa, 6 billion rand. Pay attention. South Africa, 6 billion rand. Online sex work boom. So now the ladies and the men involved in prostitution and all these things here, they're all busy online. And it's a 6 billion. And that's minimum. And it's more and more selling their bodies and other things. You must remember online and so forth and what. Allah protect us. Four medical aids to increase their premiums, you see that. The Citizen had a wonderful cartoon. Junaid Mota put it on there, your radio, your this thing, your phone. Google Citizen cartoon. You will see Malema standing there. And the police telling him after he shot that bullet or whatever, you know, whether bullet was there or not, Allah alone knows. He said it's a plastic gun. But anyway, they found him guilty. So now they told him, Malema, this is the overalls you have to wear. So he's telling them that what? He's saying one size fits all. You don't come and tell us which size and all that. This size is right for you. So the police telling Malema, one size fits all. That's a wonderful, you see that. And in the Haaretz, they got a nice cartoon also. That from the Harami asking Witkoff, that what's the latest in Gaza? So Witkoff or whatever hell his name is, he tells him how that Israel had to apologize to Qatar. The people of Gaza are demanding that Israel must now apologize to Gaza as well. Well done to you, you see that. Yesterday we went, mashallah, to Droshni, you see that, in Yefrenachan, and with Haji Ahmed Abdi, and after that nice lunch by my connection, Hafiz Riyaz Sharif and so forth. Then we went to the graveyard, my family and colleagues and them, and the Ummat is buried there also. So Ummat can be small or big, so we make dua for all. Then on our return trip, we went to Hafiz Kolya's place. You know, he passed away on Monday, Hafiz Hussain Kolya. So he was very active in the Tabligh Jamaat. And he performed Hajj with us once, twice, I remember, with the Flywheel Group and Hussain Khan and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, grant the family also Sabri Jameel. Then we went to visit Maulana Ahmad Sattariya. First time in my life I went to his farm. He was elated, delighted, and his son Mufti Saab and everybody. And then the Muslim Woman is out now, the October edition, 25 rand. You got enough time in the weekend, purchase 5-10 copies and give it out to your friends and family and so forth. Wonderful articles there. Allah reward our mothers, sisters, mashallah. The Ijtima started yesterday here at Crown Mines, Asr time. And mashallah, now we got weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Let us try the men, the youngsters. We go there for 1 hour, 2 hours. We can't spend much time. So at the, you won't become Waliullah, but at least you will see that what Islam is. People from foreign countries, people fair in complexion, dark in complexion, everybody standing together and reading Salat, everybody eating together, and a wonderful feeling, you know. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala bless all the brothers and sisters who are making dua for all the ishtimas in the world, whether it's Nizamuddin or whether it's Shura. We say promote all. Mona Khalid Yaqub, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this morning will be his program. 1 to 2 will be the lecture I delivered yesterday with the khutbah and salat day in Masjid-e-Usman. Allah Ta'ala reward the trustee. I haven't met him, Ibrahim Gattu, I think his name. But I hear Haji Ahmed Abdi taking his name. And then 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight will be the Naat Kirat, you see, with Brother Suleiman Esop. So that is our news, views, interviews. Hafiz Wadi, we got about 12 minutes left. That's firing up, inshallah.
JazakAllah khairan for that, Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, this person says, I'm reading Ruqya for my daughter. Is it permissible to read Surah Baqarah with wudu and then blow into the water?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ruqya. The person who does the Ruqya is called Raq. When a person is in Sakarat. You saw it, Junaid, that cartoon? He say very happy. He say Malema looks very nice. When you study Surah Qiyamah, chapter number 75 of the Noble Quran, now that person is fighting for his life because human being, we love this world too much. You see that? So now, وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاق. And who is the person who can blow? You see that? Surah 75 and verse number 27. So that is Ruqya. You read Quranic verses, you read authentic ahadith, and you blow on the person. So if you want to read the whole Surah Baqarah, and you read it, you read looking inside, so you made wudu, you touched the Quran Sharif, and now you're reading, excellent. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra' Surat al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, fa'inna akhadaha barakah. When you read it, by heart it, whatever, it is barakah and blessing, wa tarkaha hasra, and you don't read it, is an act of remorse and regret. Wala yastati'uha al-batala, and the evil forces, the jadu and jealousy and witchcraft, nothing can overpower it. Authentic hadith, Imam Muslim mentioned in his Sahih. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, which ayat is a'azam fil Quran al Kareem, the most majestic verse? He, Ubay bin Ka'ab, aqra'ul qawm, the greatest qari of this ummah and reciter of the Quran. He said, Ayat al-Kursi, the Master alayhi salam was very happy. AK 255. So chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, Ayat al-Kursi, read, and verse 255, and blow on your son, daughter, baby, children, your elderly father, mother, who are very ill, anybody. Surah 4, the four surahs, the four quls, kul ya kafirun, kul huwa Allah, kul huwa falaq, kul huwa bin nas, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Ya Uqba, la yata'u, all these ta'weezes you got in there, just burn them, bury them, get rid of them. You see, three quarter of them not even permissible. So the greatest and best ta'weez, remember, is what? Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bin nas. I used to play soccer, cricket, tennis. I was active with Allah's help, you know. When we were very young, energetic, my mother, she put ta'weez, I just threw it away. She said, what happened? I said, no, it got lost somewhere. You see that? So she gave up also. So you mustn't believe too much in these things. Yeah, it's all money-making gimmicks. And there's Rukia also. You don't go to these mufatiyas and all of them. You know Surah Fatiha. You know Ayatul Kursi. You know the four quls. You read that and you just blow. Leave all these bunch of mufatiyas just making money out of it and fooling you. Remember that.
Also, some this person says, can I use zakat money to pay for my education or study so I can get a promotion at work?
Totally haram to use zakat money for yourself, for your parents, grandparents, for your children, grandchildren. Totally haram it is. Your zakat will not be discharged. Zakat means you have to give somebody else for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. And who are these somebody else? Chapter 16, chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. So let's look at both verses now and see what Allah Azza wa Jalla states. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, and verse number 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. When you pay your zakat solely only for the love and pleasure of Allah, not for name and fame, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, Allah will reward you manifold, many multiple times in this world and in the year after. Imagine chapter 30, verse 39. Who must you give your zakat to? Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. Must be Muslim. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ الْأَنْدِينَ فَرِيضَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah has ordained us and prescribed us. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. So you can't give zakat to yourself and say, no, I'll get promotion. It's haram business. Then shaitan has got hold of you. You can't give your children, your grandchildren, your parents, grandparents, none of them you can give zakat. Sideways, you can give your brother, your sister, your uncle, auntie, nephew, niece, provided they are Muslim and poor. Today, people collecting zakat, bunch of mufatiyas, but they got the TV, they got videos, they got internet, they got cell phones, they got cars. All these people, you can't give them zakat.
Okay, Sam, is it permissible for ladies to go to the beach wearing burkini, Islamic wear?
Totally haram. You must remember burkini, and the burkis will see you. So you must remember that. Totally haram. An integral part of our faith is what? Is haya and shame and modesty. I told you before, chapter 28, verse 25. Only one place Allah has mentioned this. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءَ. that she gave Safura radiallahu anha, who subsequently became the Zawja Mutahara, the honorable spouse and wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. She came to call him, "My father is calling you. You did us a favor. He wants to repay you." At that time, they didn't know that he Musa alayhi salam, didn't know he's Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. So when they discussed the whole issue, but see Allah presented, praising her, Gait, G-A-I-T. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. She walks with bashfulness, with so much modesty and shame and sharam and haya. And now you want to go with the burkini. When it gets wet, it sticks to your body. You can see all your curves and all your moves. You see that? It's permissible all that. Only these mufatiyah, muftis and scholars for dollars and them will say, you understand, it's permissible because they're making a cut in it. You see that? You must sit at home. And you want, tell your husband, must make a pool there. You and your husband, you understand, play in the water. So like that you do. But all this, you go beach and all haram, all these kind of things. Yeah. Imam Malik rahimahullah mentioned a wonderful, beautiful hadith. Inna likulli deenin khuluqa wa khuluqul Islam al-haya. Every religion got their own unique features. The unique feature and characteristic of Islam is haya, shame and modesty and morality. When you don't have that, idha lam tastahyi fasna' ma shi'it. Go open Mustada Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, all that. When you don't have haya and shame, you will do whatever you want to. Look at the West and look at some Muslims also following them, mimicking them like monkeys. You see that? Monkey see, monkey do. We learned this in school, you know. So now is no more Adam and Eve. Now they busy Adam and Steve. Now is not Adam and Eve, is Madam and Eve. You see that? Lesbian business, gay business, homosexuality, all that. Even the animals don't do it, but these haramis will promote it and say human rights and democracy. So these are the people who have lost all shame and modesty.
Mufti Sahib, is it compulsory for ladies to go to the Roda Mubarak, and can one read Salam and Nafil Salah anyway in the Haram and get the same reward as one would in the Roda Mubarak?
Remember, for you ladies, even now, remember that the crowd is big. And South Africa, how many thousands of people are gone for Umrah now? So, and Ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara to read Salat and Salami there by the Master, alayhi salam. So don't push anybody. Stand right at the back. Stand from there and read with respect and love. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا المزمل الصلاة والسلام عليك يا أيها المدثر. And then what you gonna do? Say اشفع لي يا رسول الله. Intercede for me, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you don't know the Arabic in any language. In Arabic, Ishfa Ali, Wali Zawjati, Wali Walidayya, Wali Ikhwati, Wali Akhawati, Wali Asatizati, Wali Mashayikhi, Wali Jami'il Mu'minina wal Mu'minat, Wal Muslimina wal Muslimat. Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for me and my spouse and my children and Auladi and my parents and my siblings and my asatiza, my teachers, my mashayikh, my muhsineen, and the entire ummah and muslimah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati, that my intercession is for those people of my ummah who have perpetrated, you understand, major sins. We all are guilty. And then first you offer your salat and salam, then you make dua, Ya Allah, or you address the Master alayhi salatu salam, is 100% alive in the grave, that إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لَا تَأْكُلُ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاء. Authentic hadith, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, the land and the sand does not devour the Mubarak, honorable bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. And then third one, or that you convey the salams to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How you do that? So those of you who are in Medina, you going to Medina, say, Ya Rasulallah, there's one person, big sinner, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail Hussein, is conveying your salams to you, Ya Rasulallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say Jazakallah.